Maybe you missed the German. Do you remember this, ladies and gentlemen? It is my pleasure to report to you the work of the Retail and Tourism Committee during the past year. The committee aims to develop and promote a business environment that involves Hong Kong's retail and tourism services sector to flourish. It looks into regulations, government policies, and issues having a bearing on retail and tourism services in Hong Kong, as well as opportunities for further development. During the past year, the government introduced a number of legislative proposals affecting the sector, especially retailers. In early 2011, the government published a report on its consultation on legislation to enhance protection for consumers against unfair trade practices. The consultation touched upon issues such as prepaid services and misleading advertising. And we advise the government to thoroughly consult stakeholders and proceed carefully with the complex subject. It appears that the government aims to rush through amendments to the trade descriptions ordinance by this summer after introducing the amendment bill in February of this year. The Retail Tourism Committee met with the Deputy Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development in March to exchange views on the subject. We provided input to the Chamber submission pointing out that the proposed new offenses in the bill fail to clearly identify bad conduct and are so problematic that they would affect normal commercial activities. Unless the offenses are clearly restricted to bad conduct, businesses will be deterred from bringing innovative products and services to the market. This will benefit the established major brands at the expense of SMEs. We also suggested that detailed guidelines on the application of the law should be issued before the bill is passed, not afterwards. The committee will continue to monitor deliberations on the legislation. Over the past year, we invited officials from the Food and Health Bureau and the Food and Environmental Hygiene Department to exchange views with the committee members on policies affecting the sector. In particular, issues relating to liquor licensing and nutrition labeling. The committee also shared our views with officials from the Environmental Protection Department on public consultation on extension of the environmental levy scheme on plastic shopping bags. The committee's comments were reflecting the Chamber's commission welcoming the government's proposal to extend the levy to all retailers to maintain a high level playing field. To reduce compliance and necessary administrative costs for retailers, especially SMEs, we suggested the government to consider removing the requirement for retailers to issue receipts or keep records for the plastic bag charges. Committee members have regularly expressed their serious concerns about rising rental costs. Other issues, such as the competition law, minimum wage, and forthcoming standard working hours legislation, are all issues close to committee members' hearts, and we will continue to monitor these developments. On the tourism side, we are working closely with the Hong Kong Tourism Board, which has a representative on our committee. We will continue to explore opportunities for new tourism products and monitor the supply of hotel rooms. One challenge encountered by the industry is the supply of